The U.S. Embassy in Tbilisi gave Americans the choice to stay or go when fighting flared up in the disputed region of South Ossetia. Terrell Starr was hesitant to leave at first.
I decided to leave when I heard the fighter jets overhead in my flat.
A five-hour bus ride later, Starr wound up in Yerevan, Armenia. Starr never witnessed any active fighting, even though his train last weekend from the Black Sea resort town of Batumi back to the Georgian capital went right through Gori, a town Russian planes had bombed just hours earlier. His friends thought Starr shouldn't have traveled by train.
They preferred that I would have returned to Tbilisi via car. In fact, many of my friends did so in fear of the fact that the Russian fighter jets would be bombing the railroads in order to destroy the transportation system. But my mindset at that point was, if the Russian military was willing to bomb these residential areas, which they said was accidental, of course, but if the bombs had gone that close to civilians, then I figured that whether I would have returned by car or by train, I figured I was taking a chance either way.
Starr wanted to be closer to the American embassy in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. 5 years ago, Terrell Starr was beginning a Peace Corps stint in Georgia. He was there during the so-called Rose Revolution, the bloodless coup that led to President Mikhail Saakashvili's election. He also learned quickly that Russia wasn't happy with Saakashvili's insistence on asserting Georgian control over areas where Russia also stakes a claim.
There have been Russian peacekeeping troops in those two regions. The Georgians feel that the Russians are keeping those troops there simply because they want to maintain some kind of control and influence over that region.
But Starr says Georgians reserve plenty of criticism for their own president.
Many consider Mikhail Saakashvili to be a poor statesman who really does not understand how to deal with Russia. Another issue is that some people were concerned about Saakashvili himself. I think a lot of people looked at Mikhail Saakashvili on CNN, for example, as this Western-talking, U.S.-educated type of guy. But prior to these events taking place, a lot of people were not really too impressed with Saakashvili to begin with. During the next election, a lot of opposition are probably going to be taking this as an opportunity to use, "I could get along with Russia better," as their main platform.
Starr has been watching television coverage from both Georgia and Russia. He says both sides are freely injecting propaganda. For example, there was Russian footage of a Saakashvili speech that morphed into a picture of Hitler. He's worried that the conflict could irreparably stain the way the next generation thinks of their neighbors, as disputes between governments become personal.
I was watching with my teacher's sister's daughter, and basically she was saying that, you know, I hate these Russians. And she's 9 years old. So the tragedy behind this, I think, is that how this really affects young children. So you're going to have a generation of kids. I'm just thinking about Georgian kids, for example, who look at Russia as this big aggressive monster, essentially, and looking at it, and I'm concerned of how they will generalize this and how this is going to affect their psyche. Because when she said, "I hate the Russians," it was something, you know, that really bothered me. It was really unfortunate because this is a military action and, it was between two governments.
Terrell Starr had missed a chance to see his goddaughter, the daughter of an old Peace Corps colleague. He was ending his summer in Georgia early, and his flight home on Monday will leave worried friends behind. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.